Good morning, and welcome to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, a weekly five-minute feature here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Hometown Values, Hometown Rewards.
Welcome back to Hometown Values here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor every Friday morning with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Kyle, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Terry.
I see we got Tom back in the studio today.
I had to drag him back after last week.
It was two weeks ago. They all just kind of meshed together because we have a lot of guests.
We do. Trying to not just have me and you talking.
I know. I mean, people could listen to us all day long they want.
Oh, I'm sure they could.
On a podcast.
You know, we need smarter people, too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Hey, speaking of smart, Tom, what do you do with a broken pencil? Do you know what to do?
No.
It's pointless.
You sharpen it.
No, it's pointless.
Oh. Okay. All right.
You got me.
See, I like that. I like that.
It's a great dad joke.
The look on your face when I asked you, what do you do with a broken pencil? You just looked at me like,
what? No. I'm going to put that in my dad bag. We're good.
And on that note, Kyle, transition that into credit cards.
Your credit card debt is pointless.
Oh, look at this guy. Wow.
That was good.
No, but that's why I brought Tom in. A lot of national credit cards, and I know I fell in that trap myself for a long time. Mm-hmm. Their interest rates are ridiculous, Terry.
And that's putting it nicely.
Oh, my gosh, it is. It is. A lot of people get a little buried in them, and we have some options to get them out, even if it is just opening a Shoreline credit card. And
sure.
That's what I wanted Tom to talk about today, too.
So aren't all interest rates on one credit card pretty much the same? I mean, like, if we get a credit card from Shoreline, isn't it going to be the same interest rates as the national ones?
No, definitely not. About 10% lower, I would say, anywhere between 10 to 15% lower than the national average.
That's huge.
That is huge.
10% is a huge average difference.
That is a huge average difference. It makes a huge difference in your payment, how much interest. I mean, imagine having a $20,000 debt on a 20% credit card and making your minimum payment. Majority of that is getting eaten up by interest. So
you will really have not that doing payment anything. A long time.
A long time. Yes. So at that point, it's good to, come and talk to us here at Shoreline and try to see what we can do for you. I mean, because definitely we can try to consolidate that.
Are there ways to transition or transfer one credit card debt into something like this?
Yes, it is. Multiple credit card debts into one of ours. So you just apply for the limit of your overall credit card debt that you have, and we'll get you approved if you qualify for it, and then we start sending out checks to pay off those credit cards, and then just start paying Shoreline at that lower rate.
Sure. Unfortunately, many Americans suffer from credit card debt.
Yes, definitely. I think that's a huge
household
one.
Household average is like $7,500.
$7,500. That is currently what I read myself. Yeah. Around $7,500.
That was before gas prices were they are.
Holy. You need a loan for that, too.
Yeah. When are we coming over with a gas loan?
We can get you one of those.
Wow. But otherwise, credit cards at Shoreline, simple process to apply?
Very simple.
Do you have to be a member?
Yes, you do have to be a member with us. Any business you do with Shoreline, you would have to be a member of ours in order to be able to do business with us. So you can do it online and then apply through online for the credit cards. I also do want to mention that we have shared secure credit cards for people who are not quite there that they can get approved for an unsecured credit card. We can do a shared secure credit card and start building that credit and get you, where you need to be to get better at your...
Why is that important, Tom? Question here. Why should people care about their credit?
Oh, they should care about their credit. I think everything, I go and speak with kids in schools and I tell them, credit is king in America. You can't do anything without credit. If you want a good rate on your cable, if you want a good rate on your phone, if you're going to pay a deposit on your phone, they check your credit. If you're going to want to rent an apartment or a house, I mean, credit is everything. And if you want to have a good success and good financial, in America, you should definitely care what your credit is going to be.
Wow, and that's our mission to help our members achieve financial success. So
We start them young. Like I said, we start them really young. We start talking to them about financial literacy since they're in school.
So. Tom, thank you for being part of today's show. Thank you for the reminders, the laughs. Now you know what to do with the a broken pencil.
Yeah, Kyle, I'm definitely going to put that one.
What's the best way for listeners to connect with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union?
Easiest is on our website, Terry. It's shorelinecu.org.
And we'll talk to you guys next Friday morning on WOMT.
Thanks for listening to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Tune in again next Friday morning at approximately 11:20 for another episode. Or download the podcast anytime at WOMTradio.com. Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, your local hometown credit union focusing on hometown values, hometown rewards. You're listening to a C. Hafer Broadcasting station.
Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, hometown values, hometown rewards.